Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrn, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed. If I were to tell you that some truly great podcasts either fell or almost fell due to slippers and chipmunks, you'd probably roll your eyes heavenward and think, oh yeah, right. Can't you come up with a better excuse than that? But it's true. Well, okay, so maybe they weren't great, but I thought I had done a really good podcast on the subject of FRAT. FRAT being the Filthy Rich Animal Think Tank, my dream, and about its goals to bring together a wide assortment of people to analyze what we do or what we plan to do to animals from a physiological, behavioral, bond, and environmental standpoint. But unfortunately, when I did this, when I was recording that, I was wearing my fuzzy blue slippers. When I record these podcasts, I tend to walk around either for inspiration or sometimes just because I spend so much time at my desk seated when I'm in the house that I find it works better. I just like to keep moving. Maybe it's so you can't catch me. I don't know. But for whatever reason, when I was recording this podcast, I was wearing the same fuzzy blue slippers I always wear, because they're quiet, and I was walking around my house, which is, as I've mentioned before, very small. It's about 20 by 30, and it has a center chimney, so I can make a circuit that takes me through the living room, around the chimney, and adjacent stairwell, and then back into the area where the wood stove and the kitchen addition are. So I was making this circuit, minding my own business, and the next thing I know, I not only have an accompaniment, but I have a growling accompaniment, and I look down, and it's Ollie. And for whatever reason, after almost, let's say 5.5 months of total neglect, Ollie suddenly decided that my slippers were the most amazing thing he had ever seen. My feeling is that as a good podcaster, I should be able to keep going under any kind of circumstances, and so I kept walking. And the more I kept walking, the more interested he became. And so I started walking faster. And I was really, really proud of myself until I realized that I had been walking at such a pace I was almost trotting, and that my podcast was now taking on a breathy quality that was more conducive to X-rated movies or 900 phone numbers than any kind of serious discourse on my dream. Or, unfortunately, I didn't realize that until after I finished and loaded it or downloaded it on my computer and listened to it. And so the FRAT podcast went into the delete into my trash can where it was trashed. The next assault on my podcasting career came in the form of an email from my friend, Dr. Kim Bloomer of Animal Talk Naturally, saying that I sounded like a chipmunk. Now I know Kim. I've done several interviews for her and Jeannie Thomason show, and I'm thinking, well, geez, Kim, I mean, yeah, I know I've got an overbite. I know when I record, I pop my S's and T's, but I really don't think I sounded like a chipmunk. So, being the skilled, experienced, professional podcaster that I am, I did what I always did, which was I forwarded the email to my son Jeremy with a semi-hysterical plea for help. As it turns out, chipmunking is a very common problem in podcasting. In fact, there are many websites devoted to the problem of chipmunking and how to get rid of chipmunks. As I understand it, it has something to do with set rates, which are not the same as the other rates, whose name I naturally forget, because as we all know, the electronic center of my brain is covered with Teflon. And chipmunking has to do with set rates and flashes. And flashes are programs that have to be upgraded periodically. These are not to be confused with flash drives, which are those itty-bitty things that you can stick into the hoosies, the port, in the side of your computer and transfer a lot of data to. They used to be called flashes, but now they're called thumbs. God only knows what they'll be called next week. But between Jeremy and Kim and doing a lot of testing, now all of the chipmunks are gone from my podcast. And if any of you experienced the chipmunk effect, or you know somebody who did, or if at some time in the future you do experience this effect, or any other technical problem with the website, please let me know. Please let me know, because I'll send it right on to Jeremy, and he really does want to know. I mean, he doesn't say that just because I'm his mother and his birthday's coming up. He really is very interested in this kind of problem, and he's very good at it, and I really would appreciate knowing. So, no more slippers, no more chipmunks. Hopefully fewer popping S's and T's, and no more distractions in the podcasts. Maybe.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Catova Arts, www.catova.com.